Good morning, church. It's a pity I can't see your faces. You're all masked up. But I know that your faces are beautiful. This morning, I'll be driving the bus, the business update session. My name is Olumide Daramola. I'll be speaking on something I've titled, Roll Up Your Sleeves. I gave this talk at the business school sometime, I think last year. But I think it is also necessary to speak up again. You know, it is getting hotter. The polity is actually getting hotter. These are challenging times globally. What is the state of the economy? Are there jobs? What about the business climate? Is it conducive? What is the exchange rate today? In fact, I don't want to know. Sincerely, I don't want to know. What is the cost of living? Is it rising? Rent, is it going high? Petrol, tomato, pepper. Despite the heat, the truth is that Christians should live a fulfilling life. Christians should be successful. The Bible says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as our soul also prospers. In times like this, what should you do? What should I do? Number one is that we need to eradicate excuses. It's not a time to trade blames. It's not a time to look at the government and say, the government is irresponsible. No. It's not a time to look at our parents and say, our parents are very poor. That's why I'm not successful. No. It's not a time to say, my boss does not like my face. No. It's not a time to give excuses. But I know that we are specialized in manufacturing excuses. Please, it's a time to do away with all manners of excuses. In times like this, what should we do? We need to roll up our sleeves. What does it mean to roll up your sleeves? It's to get ready to fight. Is to get ready to fight. You know, life is a battle. And for some of us, life has thrown some things to us and we're down. Do we want to stay down? The answer is no. Get up. Let us fight. Let us push. Let's do the extra. Let us do something different. Let's get our hands dirty. There are no jobs anywhere. It's a time to stretch yourself. Go the extra mile. The truth is that the bar has been raised. In the past, there was the space for the mediocres, the average ones. Today, there's no space for the average ones. Some days ago, my brother sent a video. The Nigerian Air Force, not US Air Force. The Nigerian Air Force are looking for men. And it will shock you their requirements. One of their requirements is second class upper. They don't want a tutu. Nigerian Air Force. So the bar has been raised. Can you compete? You need to roll your sleeves. So quickly, what is the call to action? What should I do? I've said it here. I said God has put resources around us. And this morning I'll be just talking about three of those resources. People, time, and information. I repeat, people, time, and information. God has put people around you. Is it possible for you to identify the right people? I said something here. I said success in life hinges on the ability to understand and interact with the right people. Associate with them. Connect with them. The outcome of life depends on the choices that we make. Life is not by chance. Oh. Don't make that mistake. Life is not by chance. It is by choice. So it's for you to identify the right people, associate with them, connect with them, bond with them. The onus is all for you to make that choice. You're free to make the choices, but you're not free to make the consequences of the choices. It's not in your purview. What is in your purview is make the right choice. Number two is time. Do you know time is life? Do you know time is money? Last week, Kunle spoke to us about saving to wealth. Money you can save, but you can't store time. You can never store time. Time flies. Time flies. It doesn't crawl. It doesn't walk. It flies. So what are you doing with your time? Are you making good use of your time? Are you taking stock of how you use your time? Can you account for your time? Are you using it well? Or you are spending it? Or you are wasting it? Number three is the information. There's so much information around us. What do you do with the information? Do you use it? Do you know that information, we are to trade with information? It's like the story of the talent. The five talent, the two talent, and the one. Information is just like that. When you have information you don't use, that information is useless. Have you heard before that life does not reward knowledge? No, it doesn't reward knowledge. It rewards what you do with knowledge. No matter how much how much information you have in your brain, life doesn't reward it. Last week, the young man spoke to us about saving to wealth. Have you done anything in that regard? Between last week's Sunday and today? The gap between knowledge and action, information and the use of information, is the line that separates failure from success. You have been loaded with information. You have it on the TV, the social media, the internet. How are you making use of these things? And in closing, the objective of the boss is not to take you to your destination. No. Don't make that mistake. The objective of the boss is to take you to the nearest bus stop. You come down from the bus, you walk, W-A-L-K, make a movement. And then you walk, W-O-R-K, do something that will get you to your destination. The objective of the boss is to just give you an appetizer. You look for the main meal. I wish you a wonderful week. Thank you.